NFB Bell Academy December Seminar Highlights. Three photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the caption, Cane Walk in the Lunchroom. Corb O'Connor, Kentucky, leads James Bevels, North Carolina, on a cane walk under learning shades in the lunchroom of the National Center for the Blind in Baltimore, Maryland. Photo 2, the caption, Participants cutting out materials during a hands-on activity. Left to right, Mary Jo Partaka, New Jersey, cuts out a face that has raised lines on its perimeter for accessibility, while Rebecca Sherman, Idaho, reads the lesson plan for this activity from the NFB Bell Academy curriculum. Allison Stephen, Idaho, and Debbie Wonder, Missouri, textually review their cutout faces. Photo 3, the caption, Participants making a beach ball make sound by adding spaghetti noodles and rice. Left to right, Wendy Bybee, Utah, adds spaghetti noodles to a beach ball so that it will make sounds when NFB Bell Academy participants use it in a lesson. Beside her, Katie Chevalier, Utah, does the same with rice as the noise-making material. Each year, state coordinators and teachers from around the nation gather to discuss upcoming Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, BEL, programs that will be conducted in their states. Teaching Braille to young students in a 2-week program can be challenging, and especially when the students range in age from 4 to 12 years old. Since there is no requirement that students come, at least part of the success of the program must be in making what is done not only educational but fun. At this year's Bell Academy, where the job was to train the trainers, 57 participants from 31 states and the District of Columbia joined in the learning. Lodging and meals were provided for all, and travel costs for one person from each state was provided. 28 hours of training helped to fill a busy 3-day seminar. But it isn't just about the scheduled training. Bell Academy gives Bell coordinators and teachers from across the country a chance to mingle, sharing experiences, tips, tricks, and support as they prepare for the 2016 Bell sessions. A single session was devoted to letting veteran Bell teachers and coordinators share their experiences, while other sessions covered topics like training for Facebook novices, specific strategies for using social media to advertise Bell, grant writing, insurance and liability, and many other topics. Attendees got a chance to practice actual lessons and hands-on activities from the curriculum, including Braille Twister, UEB or Not to Be, Cane Walks, Stick Out Your Braille Tongue, Splash Words, Drawing with Your Perkins Brailler, Slides and Mountains, Frogs Do High Jump, Spreading 101 and All About Spreads, Pouring Practice, Beach Ball Braille, Letters, Contractions, Nemeth, and Words, and Making Homemade Scented Play-Doh. If the teachers got to have that much fun, just imagine how interesting, amazing, and exciting the summer of 2016 will be for those states lucky enough to have a Bell program.